Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Over a background of spinning gears, a letter R appears, then the words Rhea Films. Words appear. Netflix presents, in association with Rhea Films, a District 51 entertainment production, a Hive Mind production. In a home video, a baby girl lies on the floor. A timestamp reads March 23, 1990. In later videos, she crawls and pulls herself up to stand.
Okay, baby.
A series of videos show events in her life as she grows up, playing with bubbles, coloring Easter eggs, eating birthday cake, and showing off face paint. In videos from 1993, she giggles on the floor and hangs colorful drawings on the wall.
And what do you and Steve like to do?
We paint and we go outside and play.
She writes the name Steve on a paper heart.
Really nice, sweetie.
She strings together beads with letters that spell Kit. She unwraps a toy unicorn. As a young girl, Kit paints a rainbow across the walls of her room. Now, in her 20s, she spreads brightly colored pastel paints on a wall. Her face and shoes are smeared with paint. She steps through glitter on the floor. She swirls together pink, purple, blue, and green paint, then blows gold glitter onto the wall. She steps back, looks at her painting, and smiles. She wears paint-splattered overalls and a rainbow shirt. She stands in a gallery classroom with students and instructors dressed in black. On a page titled Project, Self-Portrait, an instructor marks Kit's project as poor. He shakes his head. Kit stares at him, then leaves. A title appears, Unicorn Store. Next, Kit arrives at a suburban home with a couple in their 50s.
Home again! Going to my room.
The rainbow in her childhood bedroom is painted over. Exercise equipment fills the room.
I like new gym.
At night, Kit curls up in bed in the basement. A tear rolls down the side of her nose. She wipes the tear away and turns off a bedside lamp. The next morning, upstairs.
All right, I'm ready to go. I just gotta get my shortcut.
Kit slumps on the couch and watches a cartoon.
Huh. All right, well, we're going to work.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's, we have this new ropes course.
Whew!
Boy, these kids, it makes them dig deep.
Yeah, it's really, really high up. And the gangster.
Gangster,
children.
That's
Gangster children, they just cry.
It's cathartic.
Her parents wear matching golf shirts.
So. Wanna come with us? We're gonna paint our dreams.
People don't like it when I do that.
Now, honey, hang on.
Wait. No, that's different.
That's
anyway,
real.
Have a good day. A good day.
Yard sale war!
Kit lies on the couch and stares at the TV.
All these paintings you did in school, they won't sell. Just throw them away.
She changes channels.
I just can't take any more rejection.
Ladies, period got you down. Stuck on the sidelines while life passes you by. Time to get yourself back in the game. Time to punch out your period.
Daylight fades in the room.
You feel deeply unloved, like no one understands you. Despondica can help.
I've been kicked out of school and was living in my parents' basement.
Glitter covers Kit's feet.
Basically, I'd failed at all of my life's pursuits. And there I was, sitting on my couch, flipping through the channels. Just trying to figure out what I was going to do with
dusk falls.
And then I found temporary success.
Are you tired of feeling like a failure? Success is all around you. Temp agencies have hundreds of jobs and a wide variety of qualifications.
You only need to take a simple typing test.
Kit sits up.
It only takes 5 minutes.
What are you waiting for? Achieve your temporary success today. Because you don't want to be a great disappointment, do you?
Kit looks at the website on her phone, then flops on the couch. Darkness falls.
Home again!
You want to make sure they're all
Honey, you remember Kevin?
Kevin from down the street?
Kit's dad unplugs the TV.
Dad!
He's back in town, sweetie. He's got an apartment right by the mall, and he has a beautiful head of hair.
He's a good-looking kid.
That's him, isn't it?
Yes. It is, I bet. It is.
Kevin! Oh my God! For dinner! Oh, what a surprise!
Wow, Kit, you look just the same.
Honey, you remember Kevin? And guess where he's working?
Yes.
He wears a shirt that reads Emotion Quest.
I wouldn't know.
Emotion Quest.
Yep.
I'm a youth counselor there as of 2 weeks ago, thanks to Jean and Gladys here hiring me.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, thank you for changing my life.
Kevin hugs Gladys.
Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
He hugs Jean.
Thank you. No, thank you.
All right, well, we'll just go get some pita chips. And you guys reminisce. Go on.
You have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah. Go on.
Kevin sits.
Sorry, she's insane.
I heard that.
Hey, remember when you wore that golden crown when you were a kid?
You were pretty cute.
You're right.
You were. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you were kind of...
Hey, take a look at this.
He holds up a photo of a blonde woman.
Lisa. She works in medical billing. Pretty nice, huh? So what's your plan now that you've been kicked out of school?
Later at the dinner table.
I mean, I think it's great that she had the opportunity to explore the arts. It's a privilege, and you know, now that's over, and you're moving on to the next chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
That's right. It is.
How about you, Kit?
Kit guzzles wine.
Kit?
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Kit, you are being weird on purpose.
You know... Ever since you guys turned me on to this kale, I can't get enough.
But you can have as much as you want because Kit will not touch this.
Well, no.
Kit.
Why don't you guys just adopt Kevin?
Kit.
What?
Huh? Then you don't have to be embarrassed at all by my failures.
No one is calling you a failure.
Hey, we're just trying to help you.
Honestly, Kit, truth be told, everything I've achieved is super attainable. You absolutely should not feel like you're living in my shadow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin hasn't even gone to college.
Yeah, I'm just keeping busy.
Mm-hmm. I have a plan, okay?
Kit's eyes widen. Everyone stares at her.
Temp agencies. They have hundreds of jobs and a wide variety of qualifications. All you need to do is a simple typing test. Give me 5 minutes!
She leaves with the wine.
Kit, you're tracking glitter on the floor.
Kit lies on the treadmill in her old room next to 3 Care Bears.
Hey. You guys still like me, right? They would too if I was Kevin the Perfect. Someone with a job. Someone who likes kale, even though it's disgusting.
She holds the wine bottle and sits up.
Let me help you with that.
She takes a glass of wine sitting in front of the plush bears and drinks it. She notices an open drawer in a nearby dresser. She reaches into the drawer and pulls out a sparkly belt and the paper heart with the name Steve on it. She stares at the inscribed name that sits above a child's drawing of a unicorn. Her brow furrows. She throws the belt and the Care Bears into a cardboard box. Next, she carries the cardboard box down into the basement, crams more stuff inside, and puts it on a shelf. She throws other childhood mementos into another box, including a checkerboard and the gauzy pastel dress she's wearing. She puts the box up on the shelf and crawls into bed. Her bedside lamp lights the darkened basement room. She picks up her phone and looks at the Temporary Success website. Kit taps the button below a headline that says, "Join the team." The next morning, Kit walks into the kitchen dressed in a gray wool blazer and matching pleated suit.
session.
Hello, parents.
Is that my old suit?
Mm-hmm. I hope you don't mind. I wanted to look polished and professional on my first day.
First day of what?
Of the rest of my life. As I mentioned some time before, I've signed up with a temporary agency and I've taken a temporary position at a public relations firm.
She dumps pens in her purse.
Public relations?
Oh, my sweetie.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
Do you want some breakfast? Can I get you a Pop-Tart?
Oh, please, rest your feet. I will be making a breakfast for myself consisting of grapefruits and flax seeds and coffee.
Well, you don't like coffee. Huh?
No, that was just old Kit, and she didn't try hard enough to like things that are disgusting. But new Kit has achievable life goals, and she'll be working very hard to achieve said goals. I'll probably be working very long hours from now on because, as I've learned from the television set, success is all around me.
It's a breakthrough.
It's wonderful.
This is wonderful.
It is. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll be on my way. If either of you are out for the day, if you could please pick up some legal pads, highlighters. I'll probably be using a lot of those from now on. Good day.
Good day.
She grabs a grapefruit, a set of keys, and leaves the house. Tucked under a mat at the front door, a card with her name on it goes unnoticed by Kit. Now, she stands in front of an office building and smiles. Inside, Kit sits on a couch in a waiting area. She stands as a brown-haired woman in her 20s approaches her.
Oh, hi. You must be Kit.
I am.
Great. Follow me. You can go that way or this way.
Kit walks around a column.
Okay, great. Okay, first question. Do you know what magazines are?
Yes.
Great. Do you know how to push a button on a copier that says copy?
Yes.
All right, great. And do you think that you could put the magazines inside the copier before you press the button that says copy?
Yes.
Great. Then, well, you're ready to fly. One of these is yours.
They stand in a cluster of cubicles. In the copy room, Kit presses a button marked copy. Paper lands in the copy tray. Kit removes a magazine from the copier glass. She looks around, then places her hand on the glass. She smiles as a light passes under her hand. Kit takes the paper from the tray. She admires the image of her hand, then notices a man standing behind her.
Oh, do you need to use the copying machine?
No, no, go ahead.
The man holds a coffee cup and stares at Kit.
You look like you really know what you're doing there.
Yeah, it's complex work, but I trained extensively for a whole 5 minutes.
He offers a slight smile, then steps forward with a magazine.
You think you could do this one for me?
Sure. Which part?
See this article on learning to love again?
Mm-hmm.
I want the recipe underneath it.
Lemon pound cake?
Really like pound cake.
Yeah. Cake is good.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
We like the same things.
He smiles at her.
I'm Gary, vice president of the company. Not the United States, though. Maybe someday. What's your name?
Kit. Today is my first day.
Oh, welcome. Did you Google my name before you came here today?
No, but I will.
Because a lot of people with my same name have done terrible things. But this Gary's record's clean.
Gary stoops and takes paper from the copy tray.
I'll tell Crystal that we're doing lunch.
Kit nods. Gary turns and leaves. Later that night at home.
So, how's everybody's day?
Gladys grins wide and looks at Kit.
Well, I mean, mine was great. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Kit?
They eat large kale salads.
Pretty good.
Yeah?
They all nod to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet some new people or make some friends?
Think so.
Kit squeezes lemon on her salad.
This vice president guy wants to have lunch with me.
Vice president?
That's VP, day one.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome. And you like what you're doing?
Yeah. Everybody just wears office clothes, drinks coffee type stuff.
Wow. Well, I mean, we knew you could do it.
Oh, yeah.
That was not a question.
I just do what everybody else is doing.
I love doing what everybody else is doing.
You're so good at it.
Well, that's what a team is, right? That's what we tell the kids at Emotion Quest. Look at this.
A logo on his golf shirt.
Two people doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
Two people, mm-hmm. one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
That's right, mm-hmm.
I'm so glad you're having this experience.
Me too.
Me too.
At work.
I've been meditating like 3 weeks.
Are you still using that super sad profile picture?
Not sad. It's like a neutral expression.
Okay, but guys don't want super sad girlfriends. They want happy girlfriends who smile. Like this.
Kit struggles with a coffee machine in the lunchroom, then smiles at two coworkers.
Are you making fun of me?
Oh, no, I'm just listening.
And who are you?
I'm Kit.
You're Kit. I'm Crystal. Gary's assistant.
Hey, Kit.
Looking good. Got a letter for you.
A courier holds up a colorful envelope that reads Kit.
Holy shit. Rock wants you.
Hilarious, because they don't even know each other, right? You've worked here for what, like 2 seconds?
Get ready.
Kit reads the card.
Get ready for what?
Kit's coworkers stare at her.
Did you guys get one of these?
I don't know, but if that is a party, I better get one.
Mm-hmm. Later, Kit makes copies and stares at her card.
Beautiful.
Hmm?
Sound of a copy machine.
Oh, yeah. It's like a seashore in here.
You're funny. Like that Seinfeld. When did I hire you?
You didn't. I'm just a temp. I have a kind of personal question for you.
I'd love to answer it.
Okay. Did you always know that this is what you wanted to do? Or did you want to do another thing first?
Like what? Like, did I dream of figure skating, but my parents wouldn't pay for the lessons?
Sure.
Gary smiles. He stares blankly at Kit. Slowly, his smile fades. Kit watches Gary. He looks down at a folder in his hands.
Why not wish we could fly? We can't, so we focus on what we can do.
Which is what?
Creating the artwork for the new Mystic Vac vacuum.
Oh. What makes it mystical?
What indeed?
You know, I was in a class where we had to do fake ads for McDonald's and IKEA, and I came up with the mix salsa and chips.
See, that's already 10 times more interesting than anything I've heard today. There is zero creativity in this company, and it is killing me.
Gary shakes a metal gate.
Can I see your portfolio?
What? No, it's from school.
Bring it in. You don't want to be a temp forever, do you?
No, I guess I don't.
He hands her a Mystic Vac brochure and walks away. At night, Kit sits in her cubicle. A lamp lights her desk, while the rest of the office is dark. Kit uses pencil crayons to color in a drawing of a mermaid. Suddenly, she notices a card tucked under her keyboard. She pulls out the card and reads her name on the front. She opens the card and sees her name printed 2 more times. She opens several more folds and discovers messages that read, "Never be alone again." You are invited to the store. We sell what you want. We sell what you need. On the last panel of the card, an address appears. 248 and a half Electric Avenue. Her brown-haired coworker enters with a floor lamp.
Kit, what are you still doing here?
Do you know about a place called The Store?
Oh, is it like a cool pop-up? Because I never go anywhere fun.
I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, I should go because there's a new Dateline on tonight about professional single women getting murdered, and I should probably watch that.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go get office supplies.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
She leaves with the floor lamp. Kit opens a folder on her desk and finds another card.
Oh, come on.
She slides the card out of a paper sleeve with her name cut out of it. A message on the back of the card starts with, "Come on, Kit." Next, Kit walks outside at night. She stops in front of a storefront. A pink neon sign above the door reads, "The Store." Kit stares up at the sign, then looks over her shoulder before opening the door. Inside, a blue light flickers. Kit walks cautiously down a hallway and opens another door. She passes through a hallway bathed in green light. Sequin curtains line the walls. Kit steps into an elevator and looks all around her as the elevator doors close. The light in the elevator changes colors. The doors open and Kit steps out into a hallway lit with blue light. Green letters on a marquee flash, "Keep going, Kit." Kit opens a wooden door and enters the ballroom behind it. A symbol of concentric triangles and cascading teardrop shapes shines on the door in neon green light. Inside, Kit spots a bust of a unicorn head. She reaches out to touch it.
Don't touch that! Just kidding. Come in. Come in! You want a Diet Coke? You like those, right?
What is this place? Who are you?
You have come to the store, Kit.
Light fixtures light up.
And I am the salesman.
He wears a pink suit and tinsel in his hair.
What's the store? How do you know my name?
You're here.
Kit moves closer.
But I could be anybody.
No, you can't. We only invited you.
How do you know where I work? And also, are you gonna murder me?
Murder? Kit, this is a legitimate place of business and the opposite of murder.
What kind of business?
We sell what you want. What you need.
Which is what?
Oh, you think you don't know, but you totally know. I know.
You do?
Isn't it obvious?
No.
Isn't it?
No, it's not. No.
Think about it.
Kit turns and watches a montage of photos projected on a large screen behind her.
Unicorns?
Unicorns. Behold. Oh, Kit, don't you want to just jump into that screen and hug the shit out of your very own precious pink unicorn? Braid its hair, sing its songs, bake it cookies.
She stares at the images.
Yes, but unicorns aren't real.
As a person who works in a unicorn store, I take great offense at that. Just allow me to show you around, and then you decide, okay?
Kit furrows her brow.
This is our recreation area, with pillows and ottomans, sugar cubes, and Wi-Fi.
Hay covers the floor.
This is where we bring them when they first arrive.
A quaint bedroom area.
Do they ride up the elevator?
When the unicorns arrive, they can be a little dingy from the various forests, you know, covered in leaves and berries and shit. So we wash them off, brush their hair, and shiny them up a bit.
Where are the unicorns now?
Oh, they don't arrive here until you're ready. And here we have our fine dining establishment, or hay-steron, as we like to call it.
It doesn't smell like hay.
I know. But the unicorns, they don't like that. And this...
A bar.
...is the ice cream parlor.
Unicorns eat ice cream?
Of course not, Kit. But I do. Look, Kit.
They eat ice cream at the bar.
I think you're smart enough to see what's happening here. See the truth.
Oh. He stretches out a thin strand of hair.
Behold! The magic hair of a unicorn long gone. Feel it.
Kit Kit raises her eyebrows, then touches the hair. Her brow furrows and her eyes widen.
It feels electric. It feels like...
happiness.
She twirls the hair between her fingers.
A unicorn will love you forever, Kit.
He mouths the word forever.
Forever. I don't like this. This isn't real, and I'm a business lady.
What are you
now.
Doing?
I'm gonna buy graph paper!
Graph paper can't love you back!
Kit runs out of the ballroom. Next, she walks down the paper aisle at an office supply store. She stops in front of a display of unicorn paper.
Can I help you?
She turns toward a store employee.
Maybe. Let me ask you this. It's not about office supplies?
I have a girlfriend.
But no, that's not what I was gonna ask. I just saw something that I don't believe to be true, but now it seems like it could be true, and it would be really good if it was.
Like Jesus?
No. Or, yeah. Because people do think that they really see Jesus, right? And then other people say that they're nuts because Jesus isn't just walking around on this earth, but the people who do believe it really do. And who are we to say what's real or not real in the mind of the true believer?
Kit stares wide-eyed.
What was the question again?
I guess it's...
at the store.
How do you know that they'll love you forever?
It's what they're born to do.
They sit on a couch.
It is the best thing in the world.
A unicorn video plays.
I want to see one up close.
And you will. But first, there are certain requirements.
Requirements?
Bringing a unicorn here is not an easy or inexpensive endeavor. You have to be the right sort of girl.
Kit nods and considers this.
The right sort of girl. Okay.
She shakes her head in disbelief.
This is crazy. Okay. What kinds of things would I have to do?
The salesman stands up.
Requirement one.
He hands her a folder with silver pages embossed with the triangle symbol.
Build a home worthy of a unicorn.
Kit stares at the folder.
Understand, Kit Kat. If I have one brought here, I have to know that you're for real. But I think you and your unicorn could have a great future. If you want it.
When I was a kid, I asked my parents for a unicorn. A real one, not pretend. And it would be so filled with love and magic that we wouldn't need anything else. It was the only thing I ever wanted.
She looks up at the salesman. He turns and smiles.
I know.
At home, Kit reads the folder.
Unicorn ownership is both a rewarding and serious undertaking. In order to ensure the safety and happiness of said magical creature, you must first build a home worthy of your unicorn.
She sits on her bed in the basement. She falls back onto the bed.
Unicorn.
She grins and shakes her head. At a lumber yard.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
I'm in the market for some lumber.
What are you building?
It's like your basic sort of structure for a horse, but smaller than a horse.
Do you have dimensions for this horse?
I don't. But it's
Virgil, like, come in. You know, I can't help you right now, lady.
Like that?
Kit holds her hand above her head.
You need to talk to Virgil. He can help you right out, okay?
Okay.
Damn it, Virgil, what's your 20?
The man speaks into a two-way radio. Inside the store, Kit peers across an aisle and watches an employee sweep the floor.
You looking for something?
Oh, sorry, are you Virgil? I was told by that guy with the walkie-talkie in the lumber section to talk to a guy named Virgil.
Yeah, is there a problem?
Oh, no, sorry. He just said that you might help me with some work I need done on my house.
Well, I sweep floors and count inventory. Is that what you need done at your house? Need me to count some stuff?
Huh. You don't really look like a Virgil.
Okay. What do I look like?
I don't know. It's just when he said the name Virgil, I was sort of relieved because that name doesn't really sound like a hardware store guy.
type name, and like Virgil seems like someone I could relate to. Like Virgil was an outcast in school, like me.
Wow.
But you don't seem like that. That's my point. Like, you look like you could be named Jack or Fox.
Fox?
Yeah. Sorry, these are compliments.
Okay. Well, look, I don't really go out and field jobs to sort us and send me out, so I think we're better off with Joel.
Oh, but Joel can't do it.
Why not?
Or he just doesn't want to do it, I think. Please? He said that you might take it on the side? Wink, wink.
You know, I don't know why Joel would say that, or why he'd wink. Joel hates me.
No, no, no. I think that he really does believe in your skills and talents. It's just secretly.
I think he secretly is hoping that I'll die in a terrible power tool accident.
Kit's eyes dart to the left.
So maybe you'll do it?
Maybe I'll think about it. What's the job?
At work, Kit sketches a vacuum. Gary appears at her cubicle and pretends to knock. A Mystic Vac sits on her desk.
Oh, hey.
Hey, you bring something to show me? But more important than that, how are you?
I'm good. I brought my portfolio to show you.
Gary sits on Kit's desk.
I see you're taking a crack at the cursed vacuums.
I am. So at first I started working on it, like, making them kind of like cartoon Pokemons, and that was really cute, but it's not professional, so I did this now, and it's...
Gary leans close.
On graph paper.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. Is your shampoo coconut?
Kit turns and looks at Gary.
Yes?
I'm saving up for an island, you know. Small, someplace remote. Plenty of sand. What are your long-term goals?
I would like to not be a great disappointment.
But, like, part-time or full-time?
Which?
Let's get back to these vacuums.
Okay.
See what you can do. Hey, you need a bigger space. I think you could have a really great future here, kid. If you want to.
Gary leaves her cubicle. Kit watches him leave. At a library.
I need to find anything that you might have on unicorns, specifically information on their habitats and expenses and maintenance.
There are a few texts on the mythology of unicorns.
Okay, yeah, I'll take all of those.
Okay.
At home.
Kit, is someone at the door?
No.
Sweetie?
Hi. Come on in. We're going to be going this way.
We're in the gym.
Okay.
Oh. Kit ushers Virgil downstairs.
Just down here. Sorry. It's just, if my mom sees you, she'll think that you're my boyfriend and invite you to Christmas.
Oh, I'm not coming to Christmas.
No, I know.
Virgil looks around.
Oh. Who did all this?
Don't look at these. These are my artistic failures.
According to who?
Kit picks up a book.
Professor Jonathan Scott. I took his class. He's extremely prolific in the art world.
Stick in a box.
Virgil looks at Scott's book.
Yeah, sounds like an idiot.
No, he's not an idiot. He's the first artist to put a stick in the box. Very cutting edge at the time.
She sets the book down.
So this is the space.
Okay, so what do you want? What do you want done? You want a ceiling fan, dressers, bookshelves?
No, I'm thinking something better. Like a stable.
A horse stable?
Yeah, but for something like a horse, smaller than a horse, like a pony.
A pony?
Mm-hmm. But better than a pony.
Okay. You know, I don't think a pony wants to live in your basement.
Well, that's a good point. I don't even want to live here.
Outside.
Well, I guess you have enough room for a stable out here.
Okay, great. Is there a way for you to do it tomorrow?
No.
Why? It's just your straight, you know, garden variety, you know, generic brand. Horse stable.
Can't do it.
He shakes his head.
Sure you can.
Well, I can't. And, you know, it's a little sexist that you think so. Not every man who walks the earth knows how to build amazing things with his bare hands, okay? What?
Okay. I get your point, but it's not sexist. It's just you work at a hardware store. You guys can do anything.
Wow, that's really cute.
Well, how about we use this?
An old playhouse. The doorknob comes off in her hand.
Okay, the doorknob thing was a little dramatic, but...
Yeah.
There's tons of stuff out of this that we could use, right?
Is that your playhouse?
Yeah, it was. My dad built it for me when I was a kid.
An old sign reads, Dream Castle.
What do you think?
That seems like a
fundamentally bad idea.
Okay, so it's 50% rotted. Mm-hmm. That's true. But we could use some of the wood and build a new thing out of this.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm. Please.
You don't even know me.
But I know you have a tape measure.
Virgil suppresses a smile. He looks around the yard, gives his head a slight shake, and looks back at Kit.
Okay.
Yes! We're doing it!
Kit jumps up and down, then kicks the playhouse.
Whoa. All right. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right.
You do it.
Sure. Okay.
Go, go, go!
Virgil steps forward and reluctantly kicks wooden slats on the playhouse. They take turns kicking the boards loose. Jean watches from a window. At the store.
So I'm building a stable in my backyard. Well, actually, I hired a man to do it, and it's gonna be awesome. So what's next? When do I get to meet the unicorn?
Behold!
Oh my God!
On a dining table.
The magical horn of a unicorn long gone. Touch it.
Kit's eyes widen.
Pick it up.
She picks up the unicorn horn.
Oh, it's so heavy.
That's because it's full of love.
Oh, no, not really. They're all just really heavy.
So what happened to him?
What happens to any of us that doesn't learn to love another thing?
The salesman holds Kit's hand.
Kit, it is so wonderful that you're taking in a unicorn. Now that you've built this foundation, we need to start thinking about your long-term goals. How to feed your unicorn in body and mind.
He hands her more embossed folders.
And proof of financial responsibility and some other forms speculating on how. Oh my God, look at the time. You're gonna be late for work. Go, 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 go. Get out there and show us what you can do.
I will.
At work.
Oh, where have you been? Crystal keeps asking me where you are.
I just went to Whole Foods to pick up some hay, but they didn't have it, so the whole trip was pointless.
What do you need hay for? Wait, are you doing like a cool diet thing? Because let me tell you this, I tried the 30-day fiber fun diet for 7 days. It did not do anything, and I did not have any fun.
Hey.
Gary shows up.
Step into my office. I'd love to speak with you for a minute.
Is it personal? I can clear out my schedule.
Gary steps into the office.
Beautiful.
Kit closes the door.
Gary, I have been thinking a lot about my long-term goals. I don't want to be a temp forever. I want to be full-time, maybe. I want to show you what I can do.
I would like to see what that looks like.
You would?
Let's have you meet with the whole Mystic Vac team next Monday. Show us what you're thinking, yeah?
Oh, like the whole team? Like a presentation? Okay.
Don't be afraid, Kit.
I'm not. I'm just kind of like busy.
There's a superstar deep, deep, deep inside you there somewhere. We just need to take all these layers off and let her out of there.
Kit nods and raises an eyebrow.
Does she want to come out of there?
Yeah, I think that she does.
She totally does!
Kit's brown-haired coworker watches through a glass wall.
Yeah. She totally does.
Outside at night.
I can't believe that you built real walls!
Hey, calm down.
You built real walls!
I watch YouTube videos on making real walls.
Well, I think it's working.
I keep looking at them to make sure they're not going to fall down. They haven't yet.
Kit, dinner's ready!
I want a pizza! Oh. Sorry, that's my mom. She's just super annoying.
She's super annoying because she wants to make you dinner?
Oh, sorry. What, Mom? What? I'm busy. I'm doing something.
What are you guys doing out there?
Come in. Have some quinoa.
Sorry, but service is really bad. Bye. Oh.
Kit sits next to Virgil.
So? Do your parents call you like every day?
No, they're dead.
Oh my God.
No, I'm just kidding. No, they're still alive.
She smacks his leg.
So mean.
Yeah, it's really bad. But I don't know.
He shrugs.
They're just busy with their own lives.
They sit among newly framed walls.
So what do you think about this wood? Is it strong enough to withstand something kind of like sharp and pointy stabbing it?
Kit, why are you building this?
She smiles.
It's a surprise.
Virgil smiles back.
Okay, you know what? I get paid either way.
Yeah.
He looks at Kit for a moment, then they both look at their phones.
Now for the next step, we're going to put our siding on our framed wall. Want to grab a screw?
Stop.
Your drill, what? And your wood.
In her office, Kit hides a children's book about unicorns as Crystal storms in.
Can I give you a little friendly advice from one woman to another?
Okay. You just don't sound very friendly.
There is zero chance that Gary is going to pick your presentation, okay? You're not going to save the day with your little vacuum cartoons. Aaron and Matt are already on the account, and they are for real superstars who actually know what they are doing.
I'm not trying to save the day.
Oh, I just bet you weren't.
And Gary really does believe in me.
You're not special! Okay?
Crystal glances outside the office.
We've all been there before. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Crystal walks out of the office. Kit watches her leave. Her mouth falls open. Night falls. In Kit's darkened office, a desk lamp shines on sketches spread out on her desk. She studies several different sketches of women using a vacuum. Her brow furrows. Kit holds up sketches that depict a traditional housewife using the vacuum. She tosses the sketches and piles them up with other papers on the corner of her desk. She picks up the embossed folder and opens it. She pores over information about feeding a unicorn. Daytime, Kit and Virgil travel in a pickup truck.
Kit, is something wrong? That's quite a lot of food for a 30-minute road trip you got going on in here.
You're
going
to be thanking me when we're 30 minutes in the middle of nowhere and all you want are some bugles.
She sticks the cone-shaped corn chips on the ends of her fingers.
Wait, I love this song.
You take me all the way there.
She swings her head back and forth.
Flying a seed on a wing and a prayer. And once we were worlds apart. But hey, that's just how it starts. You take me all the way there.
All the way.
Virgil curls his fist toward his face.
It was impressive.
Kit smiles at him.
Thank you for driving. I know that you don't want to be here.
I want to be here. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm pumped. I'm getting hay.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, hey, hey.
She sips a drink through a straw.
Question.
Yes.
Am I pretty enough to be sexually harassed?
What? What? No. Who are you talking about?
My boss, Gary. He's older, but in that sort of old-fashioned way where they like to open doors for you and smell your hair.
No, that's not okay. That's not okay at all.
But Crystal says he does it to everybody.
Oh my God.
Inside a large barn.
This here's our three-way hay, wheat, oats, and barley.
Okay. But does it taste good?
You have to ask the cows.
The farmer leaves.
Oh. Should we talk to the cows?
We should talk to the cows, I think.
Kit points to the hay bale.
Are we supposed to look?
You know what?
You don't know? Have you ever been in this situation before?
No, this is the first time, surprisingly. Yeah.
Okay,
well, let's
it's
see.
Not far.
All right.
Virgil and Kit lift the hay bale.
Oh, gosh, I have to set it down. Set it down.
They laugh and set it down.
Are you really getting a horse?
Basically. I think that you're doing a really good job with the power tools.
Sorry for the wait.
The farmer returns wearing work gloves.
I'll load it for you.
Virgil and Kit watch the farmer lift a hay bale by himself. Kit doubles over laughing. At night, a full moon shines. In her basement room, Kit glances at the Mystic Vac sitting in the corner. She wears a colorful striped apron and unpacks a box of Easter egg coloring kits. She picks up Professor Scott's book and skims the back cover. Upstairs in the kitchen, Kit dyes clumps of hay in bright pastel colors. Kit grabs the ringing timer, then freezes and watches down a dark hallway. At work, Kit makes copies. A sign on the wall reads, "Reminder, Mystic Vac presentation this Monday."
I'm getting really nervous about this presentation because I keep trying to draw vacuums.
Outside.
And every time I do, I just want to draw rainbow kittens.
Well, yeah, you're human. But you have until Monday to come up with something, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I am going to lock myself in my house because I will have it all to myself and focus on drawing vacuums.
At home, Kit goes down to the basement and discovers her parents going through her things.
What are you guys doing in here?
Honey, what is this?
Why are you going through my stuff?
I am so sorry, Kit, that we didn't build you a better playhouse.
Is that what this is?
Ask her.
Is that what you're building? Thing outside with the guy? And are you building another place? Are you building a better place?
For your
imaginary friend?
No, I don't have an imaginary friend.
Ask her again.
It's totally fine.
It's nothing. It's private.
Honey, I'm holding some hay.
Get out! Get out of my space!
That hurts.
All right, well, I'm hearing stuff from her now. Are you hearing things?
That's her. She's attacking. Mm-hmm. I understand. I think we need to honor that.
So, okay. Please go!
We will give you your space, but we're gonna talk about this on Monday.
I'm not making an appointment with you to talk about this. No, I'm not.
You don't need an appointment, but we'll do it Monday. You want me to leave this open, hon?
Close it.
At the store.
I don't know how to be a grown-up. My parents think that I'm insane, and I have no idea what Gary is thinking, except he wants to help me remove all my layers.
Hello. Now you're living life.
What's the next requirement?
Kit lies on a leather couch. The salesman walks over to her.
I don't know if you're ready for that one yet.
Of course I'm ready. I'm building a home worthy of a unicorn. I've got plenty of hay. What's left? What, I gotta hang a magic rainbow in my kitchen or some shit?
The salesman gets another folder from a filing cabinet. Kit scowls and grabs it from him.
Surround the unicorn with love. Hatred in your heart is like a dagger to hers.
And what do you think about that?
Surround it with love. I can do that. That's like hugging, right? I can totally hug a unicorn.
Maybe you just need to figure this one out for yourself.
She glares at him, then continues reading.
Caring for your unicorn. Do you have enough love in your life for this unicorn? Do you have a nurturing family environment? Will your unicorn live in a happy home with a well-developed support system?
I don't know, Kit. Will it?
Yes, it will. What are you implying?
Unicorns need loving vibes. They're very sensitive to negative energies in the home.
I don't have negative energies. I have loving energies. And this unicorn is gonna love all of my energies. And if she doesn't, then she can just go back to her sad little forest, okay?
He grabs the folder from her.
Has anyone ever told you you are a very selfish person? Huh? You think everything in this store is for you?
Well, you kind of said it was.
Do you think a store is only customers? Or did it ever occur to you that maybe, just maybe, the salespeople on the other side have their own lives, their own dreams, their own reasons for selling the things that they sell? James Louis!
The salesman throws the folder into the air. The papers scatter to the ground. He storms out. At home, Kit walks into the kitchen. Having been separated from the parents, she takes a box out of a cupboard and glances into the living room where her parents watch TV and eat popcorn. Kit spots a newspaper article posted on a bulletin board. The headline reads, Emotion Quest to the Rescue. Wilderness Skills. Feeling Support Group Save Day. Next, Kit paddles in a canoe with her parents and other participants.
You know, I think of growing, it's reaching into the future, you're pushing away the past. Into the future.
Into the future.
Push the past. Nice. Into the future, that's it.
This is where that kale really comes into play.
Well, we're not going anywhere. Push that past behind and grow. Grow.
Great.
Grow. Grow. Okay. Woo. All right.
On shore.
Boat secure, you did great, guys.
Kit and Jean high five.
Proud of you.
Yeah. I did it.
How about this
You're
one?
Amazing.
I'm just glad that we're, you know, talking and
yeah.
I really just want our house to be a happy one.
Yeah. We do too, sweetheart.
Yeah, of course.
Well, we're happy that you made it.
Yeah.
Hey, Kit, great job with the canoe. Yeah, once these tents are up, we're gonna start the truth circle.
Kevin's challenging himself to do the tent by himself today.
Kev?
Yeah, I don't want him to. I don't want him to get hurt.
Kev, hang on. LPI, remember our tools?
You ready for truth circle?
Kit turns to two girls.
Yeah, what is truth circle exactly?
In my opinion, truth circle is bullshit, is what it is.
Yeah. Try to cry a lot, or they think you're blocking and you'll have to go hiking with your own spirit self or some shit.
Why did you guys have to come here?
Whatever. I swear I didn't know I was pregnant.
Oh, shit.
No, she's totally kidding. We just make stuff up. Like, for truth circle, we lie.
Oh.
Yeah. They'll believe anything.
At night.
My psycho parents hate me. They just grabbed all my tube tops, and they're all like, we're burning these up. Just burning them up like that campfire right there.
Wow. How did that make you feel?
Oh, my God. Like, so sad for all my tube tops.
Mm-hmm. It's a great cheer.
Yeah, good cheer. Good cheer.
The girl smiles at Kit.
Thank you.
Maybe I just like to draw pictures. Maybe I just like knives. Maybe I just like to draw pictures of knives. Doesn't mean I'm going to do anything to my algebra teacher.
To you.
That's right. It doesn't mean that. Mm-hmm.
And then my parents bought a dog. And at first I thought it was cute. And then they took it on a Disney vacation without me. Do my parents like my dog more than they like me?
That's totally valid, Kev. You're asking the right questions.
The campers sit around a campfire in the center of a circle of tents.
How about you, Kit? You like, you want to try sharing?
Kit shakes her head.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you, please.
Kevin just shared, and he feels a lot better, right, Kev?
Kevin nods and furrows his brow. Kit looks at her parents.
Do you want me to tell the truth?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Whatever's really going on with you.
It's scary. Like, you know, the canoeing was scary, but you got through that. Just let it flow.
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go.
Kit stares at them, then nods.
Okay. Growing up, I never had a pet.
That's bullshit!
Totally valid, Spencer. It's Kit's share.
And there's only so much time you can spend talking to your stuffed animals before you start to want more. To want love. But not the regular kind of love that fades or changes or goes away. That special kind of love. Unconditional love. I'm a grown-up now. And I've made a decision. I'm getting a unicorn.
Kit's parents stare at her.
What?
I'm getting a pet unicorn. I guess it's not really a pet because unicorns are independent creatures full of mystery and wonder, but I'm getting a unicorn friend.
Oh, hell no. Jean?
Kit.
I don't want you to worry about this because this is nothing that you're gonna have to handle or take care of. I'm gonna take care of everything. The unicorn is going to live quietly in the backyard with me.
Quietly?
Well, gosh, I don't know if it's really totally quiet. I didn't really think that much about it because I'm just really excited. You both know how much I have wanted this my entire life, and it's finally happening. And now that this dream is coming true, it just makes me think, what else can happen?
Wow.
Okay, you know,
maybe,
guys, let's take a little moment.
Yeah.
Let this all, you want a family meeting?
Just a quick one, maybe.
Maybe we'll have a family meeting.
Just hang in there, guys. Sit in your truth. Sit in your truth. Come here.
Honey, what are you doing?
They walk away from the circle.
I'm not doing anything. I specifically came here to work on our loving family energies.
Kit, do you think this is some kind of joke?
Her parents wear headlamps.
No, I don't. I know that you think that I'm joking, but
I really am getting a unicorn, and I'm gonna love it, and it's gonna be my best friend in the whole world.
Do you want a best friend? I will be your best friend.
I don't want you to be my best friend. This whole thing just sounds a lot weirder than it actually is.
Do you want me to be your best friend?
No.
Okay.
This is insane.
Honey,
this is why I never talk to you about anything.
There's no need to yell. Okay. Yelling is not an effective way to communicate.
And listen, we thought you might finally make a friendship with a person. We did not know that we ruined your childhood. Do you want a puppy? Should we just get you a puppy?
You know that every one of those kids was lying. You sat there so patiently and listened to all of their stories. You were falling for every single one of them. I am your daughter.
Falling.
I am telling you the truth. You know, I'm not mad at you. I know that I'm just a disappointment.
You are not a disappointment.
Do you think you're a disappointment?
Yes, to you I am a disappointment because you're always like, why don't you have a boyfriend? Or why don't you just eat more vegetables? Or why aren't you just more like Kevin?
Oh, someone call me?
No!
No, Kev.
Okay, we don't want you to be more like Kevin, all right? That is not the goal. We just
want you to
be
happy. You gotta hand it to
Kevin.
Kevin's, he's in the game.
No,
he's trying.
Don't go
there. He's keeping himself busy.
Dad, I am
honey,
keeping myself just as busy as Kevin is.
Right.
I have a vacuum presentation that I should be working on right now.
All right.
But instead, I've been here with you.
Well, I am sorry we are not your dream parents.
Okay, honey. That's...
Gladys walks back to the campfire and removes her headlamp.
Okay. We know that these kids are making this stuff up.
You do?
Yeah. It takes a while. And sometimes it's easier than the truth. Can you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brittany's father died of an overdose. And Karen was abused by a neighbor. All of these kids, they get it. A pretty sad story and a pretty good reason for hiding from who they really are. Do you?
Jean walks back to the group. Kit stares off into the woods. At home in her basement room, Kit sits in bed and stares at sparkly pink fabric draped over the cardboard boxes on the shelf. She holds Professor Scott's book on her lap and writes on it with a marker. In a speech bubble next to his picture, she writes, "Kit, I'm an idiot." Next, Kit pulls back the fabric, takes a box down from the shelf, and opens it. She holds one of her Care Bears and smiles. A container of glitter falls out and spills onto the floor. Ooh. Kit notices a trail of glitter leading up to the Mystic Vac.
Oh, hello.
She picks up her phone and makes a call.
Sabrina? Hey, I'm good. I know what I want to do tomorrow. How much glitter do you have?
In the darkened basement, Kit lights the vacuum and her workstation with Christmas lights on a lighted jack-o'-lantern basket. Next, she mixes colored paints. She paints the bottom of the vacuum pink and sprinkles glitter on it. She brushes blue paint over the middle of the vacuum, then blows glitter on the wet paint. She places stickers all over the vacuum, then squeezes tubes of bright paint all over the top of the vacuum. She admires her work and smiles. The next morning, Kit meets Sabrina in the lobby dressed in a whimsical outfit.
You are really late. Did you bring everything? I have all the confetti. Why are you in a costume?
Oh, these are just my clothes.
Well, they're really cool. You got this.
No, you got this.
We got this. I gotta take this.
Hello?
How did it go with your family? Was there hugging?
There was a truth circle.
But you worked it out, right? Because we have your unicorn!
Oh my god. Is she there? Where is she?
Oh, not quite yet. I'm waiting on a 397.
What is that? Is that important?
You do not want this unicorn entering the country without a 397. I'll call you when it gets here. Then, come right over.
I will. This is the happiest day of my life.
So, things are good with your parents?
Yes. Well, I mean, they will be. They're gonna be really proud when I get this promotion.
Okay, then. Don't mess it up.
I won't.
You ready?
Yes. I think I'm gonna throw up.
Showtime. Let's go.
Kit spins around. Layers of metallic fringe twirl from her oversized coat in colors of pink, blue, and green. Under her coat, she wears a shiny green suit. She struts through the lobby. Sabrina and Brock follow her carrying posters and easels. Strands of rainbow tinsel are wrapped around a bun on the top of Kit's head. They ride up in the elevator and arrive outside a crowded boardroom where Aaron and Matt finish their presentation.
And so in conclusion, I give to all of America Mystic Vac. Cleaning never looked so good.
What woman wouldn't want to look like this?
Excellent job, Matt, Aaron.
I love the model. She's sexy, she's aspirational. Maybe one day I can look like that when I vacuum.
You can dream. I mean, she's really got it all. She has the baby, but she's
Hello.
Also clean. And she, and she's
all... Oh,
sorry we're late.
Hello, what is this? Are we seeing another presentation?
This is, Kit. Our temp for now, but maybe in the future. I didn't realize you'd have something ready.
But you told me to.
I'm intrigued, Gary. I mean, look at her clothes.
If you really want to hear it.
Let's hear it. Lights!
Sabrina flicks the light switch on and off. Kit turns on a boombox, then crawls on a table in the center of the boardroom.
Mystic, mystic, back, back. Mystic, mystic, back, back. Mystic back!
She stands and throws glitter.
In the name?
She walks on the table.
And what?
She throws confetti.
It's all over the floor. We can clean up all this glitter and the colors of our choice. And pink, blue, and multicolor. Look at the magically vacuum away.
Sabrina, Kit, and Brock strut in unison, pushing decorated vacuums.
Are these fairies cleaning your house, or just regular people?
Sabrina and Brock wear sheer capes. They run around vacuuming, then stop in front of three easels.
Behold the whimsical land where Mystic Vac vacuums surely are born.
Kit presents three painted scenes.
In your mystical, magical dreams!
She flips the transparent sheets over the paintings that overlay an image of a vacuum to the scene. Sabrina and Brock wear vacuums on their backs and spray glitter and confetti all over the room. Everyone around the table stares at them with solemn expressions. Kit shuts off the music and strikes a pose.
The end. Any questions?
Aaron.
Why are you wearing the vacuum?
Oh, it's an invention I came up with. They're called backpacks. Does it read a little childish? The whole magical rainbowness of it all?
Gary turns to Kit.
Well, every person alive has a dream. Everybody needs some magic in their lives, even if they're all grown up.
So there wouldn't be a sexy woman vacuuming a house?
As I mentioned, Angie, Kit's just a temp, so...
Well, this is not a vacuum for your house. This is a vacuum for your soul. Look around you. I see my problems, and they're all over the floor. And a little bit on your conference table. But I really wish that I could just vacuum them up, you know, especially with a vacuum that has 30% more power than the leading brand. So imagine that these are my problems. This is my career and my parents. And Sabrina, what would you like to vacuum up in a vacuum that is powerful and also attractive? I'll say my parents too. I'll say fear. Because I've always had a dream where I could open my own Etsy shop and I would make jewelry shaped like little food, right? I'm just really scared, so fear. Yep. Yep.
Brock.
Okay, I wish I could vacuum up all the haters. You know, because a lot of people think that I'm not smart because I'm a delivery guy and because I'm kind of hot, but I do crosswords, y'all. And I read books, so.
Yeah, that's good. See? We're all just looking for happiness.
Gary smiles.
And maybe, if we're lucky, we can just buy it in a store. So what do you think?
Kit stares at the 13 people around the table. Matt.
I'm really liking the sexy lady vacuuming.
Gotta go with the sexy lady.
I'm just worried about all the rainbows. In fact, I'm just realizing right now, I might hate rainbows.
Oh my God, me too. Let's just keep this really real and grounded.
Wait, but you guys do realize that, sorry, rainbows are real. So.
Gary, what about you?
The client turns to Gary. Gary turns and stares at Kit.
Talk to me more.
Kit smiles.
About the lingerie.
Her smile fades. She exits the elevator, carrying her things in a box. Next, at a restaurant.
So you quit or you were fired?
That was a little bit of both.
Oh, no.
But it's okay. Because I have other more meaningful things in my life.
Virgil grins at her.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who's Gary? He's just like my professors. These dudes that I just tiptoe around because I think that they know so many things. They don't. I know things. And I have a secret. And it's really good.
All right, are you going to tell me what the secret is or what?
No.
Kit.
She drinks through a straw.
I won't tell you.
Come on, tell me, please.
No.
Please.
No.
Why?
Because you're going to freak out.
Why would I freak out? I'm not going to freak out.
It's not about you. It's about the other people in this restaurant. I just can't put that on them.
Are you going to have to broadcast? You can tell me in whisper.
Kit looks at him and narrows her eyes.
You promise you're not going to freak out?
I swear I will not freak out.
She watches him closely.
Okay.
She finishes her drink.
What would you say if I told you?
She leans in.
That I'm getting a unicorn.
I would say you paid too much for a horse.
Okay. But what if I said, no, Virgil, I really am getting a unicorn. I am. It's gonna come live in the backyard in that stable that you're building.
Okay, what are you saying? No. What are you saying?
What? I'm saying what I'm saying. I'm saying that I'm getting a unicorn. Hello? This is exciting news. Okay, I know what you're thinking. Like, no, unicorns aren't real.
But they are. And they'll love you forever. Forever.
A serious expression spreads over Virgil's face.
Okay.
He nods.
Where does this unicorn come from?
The unicorn store.
Oh, good. Of course.
I know. This really weird place with this really weird guy, and I was skeptical too.
You guys ready to order?
I'm sorry, not even close. What weird guy?
The unicorn salesman. He's the one that gets all the unicorns.
Kit?
What?
Outside at night, Kit leads Virgil to the store. The neon sign is off.
Don't be scared.
I wasn't before you said that.
They step inside. Kit looks around. Her mouth falls open.
Something wrong?
This isn't right.
Virgil follows Kit down a brightly lit hallway. In the elevator.
There are no buttons.
I know. Just wait.
The doors close. In the empty ballroom, Kit scans the room for signs of the store.
You have the right floor?
Yes, but no.
This isn't it.
No, something's not right, because I promise you I'm not a crazy person, it was here.
Oh yeah, I believe you.
You do?
Sure. Some shady guy tricked you, took your money, and skipped town.
But I didn't give him any money. I just had to prove that I deserved a unicorn.
Prove it? How? What did he have to do?
Are we in the right building? This just isn't right.
Well, what did he have to do?
Nothing.
Kit?
Nothing. I had to just build a stable, prove that I was financially capable.
You gave a stranger financial information?
No, it's not like that.
Look, you were conned. This guy is trying to steal your identity or something.
By building an entire unicorn store? You should have seen this place. There was a ice cream parlor, and there was this, like, giant screen right here, and there was a recreational lounge.
What?
If I got a girl, I was gonna name her Zoe. Or Beyonce.
Those are good names, Kit.
Kit's brow furrows.
I'm so stupid.
No, you're not. Look, if this guy has your information, let's just call the police.
She glares at Virgil.
So you don't believe that I'm getting a unicorn?
I believe that they made you believe. Look, you don't have to be embarrassed. He tricked you.
No, I didn't qualify. I didn't qualify because I fought with my parents. We didn't totally make up. And now, oh my God, they're gonna give the unicorn to somebody else.
You think this is about your parents?
I don't know. I don't know what I think. I think that there's something wrong with my brain.
Your brain is fine.
Oh, I'm glad that you think so. But whatever you are doing out of pity slash obligation, it's obviously over.
Pity slash obligation? Jesus, Kit, give me some credit here. Did you ever think that maybe I actually like you?
No, you're confused.
You're confused.
Of course I'm confused. I thought that I was getting a real live unicorn.
Okay, come on, Kit. I like you. Let me help you figure this out, please.
No. You don't like me. You don't like anything. So you're off the hook, okay?
You don't get to decide when I'm off the hook. I decide when I'm off the hook.
Bye, Virgil.
She storms out of the room. Virgil looks around the empty space, then down at the floor. He crouches down and picks up a piece of hay. His brow furrows. At home, Kit shoves items into garbage bags. She grabs fistfuls of colorful hay and colorful ribbons and shoves them in a bag. She pulls the checkerboard out of a box and turns it in her hands before shoving it in the bag. She hauls the bags upstairs. Gladys rushes to help her.
Sweetie. Okay, all right. Come sit down, honey.
Kit sits at the kitchen table.
Are you cleaning up?
Growing up. I think I understand why I don't have a boyfriend.
Her mom joins her at the table.
Well, I got you a s'more. Well, it might not be a s'more anymore, but it was a s'more. Kevin made it.
I don't want something that Kevin made.
Well, listen, you missed something I really think you would have liked.
What?
He fell in the river. Kevin fell in the river with his life vest on.
No.
Yes.
He did?
Oh, yes. And he screamed like a little child.
Kit and her mom share a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I know some things about my daughter.
Kit's face softens.
I went on a date.
Oh. Mm-hmm. The carpenter?
Yeah, but he doesn't think that he's one.
Hmm. Well, are you gonna go out again?
Kit shakes her head.
I don't think so. I had one of my world famous temper tantrums.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think he's gonna wanna see me anymore.
Well, that can't be true. Look how beautiful you are.
Mom.
She hangs her head. Tears roll down her cheeks.
All right, I just want to say one thing, and, you know, you can just roll your eyes at my emotion quest bullshit.
No,
I know.
No,
listen,
no,
I just
Mom.
Want to tell you one thing, and it's something we tell the kids all the time, okay? The most grown-up thing you can do is fail at things you really care about.
Really? Because I'm really good at messing things up.
See? You're a grown-up. And I love you.
I love you too.
Mm-hmm.
Kit slides closer and hugs her mom. Gladys holds her tight.
And you're gonna be just fine. You know that? The most important thing in the whole world, right here. All right, I'm gonna get you some tea. How about tea, right?
Yes.
With a little honey?
Yes.
Okay.
Gladys gets up from the table. Kit notices two paintings on the wall.
Wait, did you just put those up?
What? No, those have been there for months.
Kit stares at the paintings and furrows her brow. Next, scenes overlap.
Hi, it's Virgil. Leave a message.
In the basement.
Hey, Virgil. It's me again.
Kit visits the lumberyard.
I know that I screwed up. I usually just get in fights with my Care Bears, and I don't really have to worry about their feelings. But you're not a Care Bear. So, just, I'm sorry again. Okay, bye.
At the restaurant, Kit sits alone and eats chips. Lying on her bed, she turns to look at her Care Bears.
Stop judging me.
Kit furrows her brow and sits up on her bed. Kit steps outside into the sunshine in her pajamas. Virgil decorates the completed stable with ribbons.
Hey.
He smiles at her and tosses a piece of tinsel.
Ta-da.
Virgil.
She grins and checks out the decorations.
Whoa.
A pink gate sits between the pastel walls.
Did you do all of this?
Well, I mean, you did. Just took it out of the trash and hung it up. Your parents helped.
My parents?
Yeah.
Kit opens the gate and steps inside. Sparkling beaded curtains hang in front of dozens of Kit's drawings on the walls. She spots a pencil drawing of a unicorn and smiles.
I made that. I made that in my first art class.
She admires the collection of her artwork.
I made that one as a kid. It was a two-horned flying unicorn. It's my own creation.
You see it?
And these are my curtains.
Kit's drawings peek out from behind the pink beads. Virgil gazes at Kit as she looks around the makeshift gallery.
This is incredible. It's an art show of my life.
If you were a building, this is what you'd look like.
That is the nicest thing a man has ever said to me.
They share a smile.
Well, you made me make this. And now I can use a sliding compound miter saw. That's so bad.
Did you quit your job at the hardware store or went by there yesterday?
Oh, no. I transferred to another store where my extensive saw knowledge has granted me the coveted position of assistant store manager.
Virgil,
hey,
look at you.
Virgil.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I guess we should celebrate.
Yeah, we gotta celebrate.
Should we bring chips in here?
That sounds good.
Bugles?
Yeah.
Pizza?
Pizza. Absolutely.
Oh.
Kit pulls out her phone.
It's him.
She steps outside.
Hello?
Your unicorn is here!
Are you kidding me? Where were you? I went to the store and you were gone. Everything was gone.
Is that the guy? Give me the phone.
Not for him, Kit. So he's not gonna see it if he doesn't believe
it. That doesn't make any sense. Either you're real or you're not.
Do you want the unicorn? I've got a lady on the waiting list.
I don't believe you anymore.
I don't care. I need an answer.
Really? You promised that it's there.
Kit, what are you doing?
Here.
Hang
Why
up
you
the phone.
Are you coming or not?
Fine.
Good.
I'll be there. Please just don't give it away before
give
I get there.
Kit!
Okay, bye.
Are you kidding me?
I know. I'm stupid, but He says that the unicorn is there. It's ready for me.
The unicorn's ready, Kit. This guy could be dangerous.
But he says that there's another woman who wants it too, and that he's going to give it to her.
Kit.
He's lying, right? He's probably lying.
Yes, he is.
But I just don't know. It's really... I'm confused, and I don't want to wonder my whole life.
Virgil watches Kit leave. At the store, Kit stands in the elevator. The doors close. The salesman waits in the darkened ballroom. Kit enters.
What happened here?
Oh, hello. It's, we're packing up. Time to relocate.
Kit, he's waiting for you.
He's in there?
Yes, right through there. Go.
He points to wooden doors. Kit walks cautiously toward them, then turns back.
Okay, but what do I say?
Figure it out.
Kit turns and walks slowly toward the doors. The salesman smiles as she opens the doors and steps into a dark room. Kit steps toward a curtain. She pulls it back and a bright color spectrum fills the room. She drops the curtain and stares at the glowing light behind it. Kit peeks again. A rainbow spreads over her face. A unicorn stands in a room bathed in golden light. The light shines behind sheer curtains that cover doorways around the room. A large, pointed horn spirals out from the creature's forehead. Kit slowly walks toward the white unicorn. She steps through white smoke that spills across the floor.
Hi, unicorn. Mr. Unicorn, I think. Are you a boy?
Huh?
Oh, wow. You are a lot bigger than I thought.
Kit stands at eye level with the unicorn. She moves closer.
Hi. I'm Kit. I used to dream about you. Did you know that? I thought that a unicorn lived in my closet, but I'm starting to realize that that doesn't make any sense.
She tilts her head and smiles at the unicorn.
You were my best friend for a really long time. I called you Steve. Steve the unicorn.
The unicorn taps its hoof on the floor. Kit's eyes fill with tears.
You would play checkers with me when no one else would. You used to push the piece with your horn, and there was one time you got so mad that you lost that you stabbed a hole in the board. We just laughed and laughed because that's really funny. I made you a tiny hat.
She wraps her arms around the unicorn's neck.
Oh, thank you. Is it okay that I'm hugging you? Thank you. Thank you forever. I'm okay now. And the salesman says that there's a lady who needs you more than me. So you're gonna be her friend. You're gonna be her best friend. And you're gonna play checkers with her whenever she wants. And don't let her go searching for people that can't see who she really is. You are gonna be there for her.
The salesman steps into the room.
You're gonna listen to her secrets.
Virgil follows him.
And she's gonna listen to yours. You're gonna love her exactly how she is. Even when she thinks that there is nobody who could love her in the whole world.
Tears roll down Kit's cheeks.
Bye-bye.
here in the elevator?
Kit turns and walks away. The unicorn steps toward her. Kit turns back and smiles. She turns to look at the salesman, then crosses to him and hugs him tight. He grins. Kit looks at Virgil, then takes one last look at the unicorn. She wipes away her tears and steps through a gold curtain. Virgil stares wide-eyed at the unicorn and shakes his head before following Kit out. The salesman looks at the unicorn and furrows his brow. In the elevator, Virgil glances over at Kit. She stares straight ahead, then shakes her head. A smile escapes her lips. Virgil grins. They step outside and encounter a woman on the street.
Is this the right place?
She holds up a card like Kit's.
I found this letter on my desk.
The card reads, Sam. Kit smiles and nods her head. The woman heads inside. A new sign with red lettering reads, The Store. Virgil turns to Kit.
Holy shit.
She smiles and nods.
I know.
They take each other's hand and walk down the street. Kit wears pastel pajamas and fluffy slippers. Credits, directed by Brie Larson, written by Samantha McIntyre, produced by David Bernard, PGA, Ruben Fleischer, Lynette Howell-Taylor, PGA, Brie Larson, PGA, Paris, Cassidy Acosta-Slatsis, and Terry Douglas. Executive producers, Jean-Luc DeFanti, Nathan Kelly, Samantha McIntyre, Ann Woodward. Co-executive producer, Costas Soukalos. Director of photography, Brett Pollack. Production designer, Matthew Morgan Lewham. Editor, Jennifer Vicciarello. Costume designer, Miren Gordon Crozier. Music by Alex Greenwald. Casting by Allison Jones. Brie Larson, Joan Cusack, Bradley Whitford, Mahmoud Ouathi, Hamish Linklater, Martha McIsaac, Karen Soni, Annalee Ashford, and Samuel L. Jackson, a Brie Larson film.
Some get trapped inside their bottles. Some stay wrapped in their cocoons. But wait in their wounds.
Unit production manager Nathan Kelly. First Assistant Director, Rachel Jensen. Second Assistant Director, Johnny Retcher. Cast, Brie Larson as Kit. Samuel L. Jackson as the salesman. Joan Cusack as Gladys. Bradley Whitford as Jean. Mahmoud Ouathi as Virgil. Hamish Linklater as Gary. Martha McIsaac as Sabrina. Karen Sawney as Kevin. Annalee Ashford as Crystal. Ryan Hansen as Brock. Mary Holland as Joni. Ithamar Enriquez as Cashier. Todd Jeffries as Joel. Deb Hiatt as Librarian, Nelson Franklin as Aaron, Chris Witaski as Matt, Jared Robbins as YouTube Man, Kimia Bipornia as Brittany, Emily Robinson as Karen, Cody Sullivan as Spencer, Susan Park as Angie, Fiona Landers as Waitress, Samantha McIntyre as Sam, Jani Haddad-Tompkins as Linda, Van Epperson as Farmer Sean, Chris Smith as Rick Gardner, Nathan Kelly as David Davidson Jr., Layla Pieroni as Young Kit, Alex Greenwald as Ninja, Matt Lewham as Professor Jonathan Scott, Tok Sologundoye as Female Professor, Jack Yang as Male Professor, Cloud as Unicorn. supported by the Sundance Institute Feature Film Program and the Sundance Institute Annenberg Feature Film Fellowship. American Humane monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed. The film and all the characters and events depicted herein are entirely fictional. Any similarities to any person living or dead, or any actual events, are purely coincidental. Unicorn Store Incorporated, LLC, is the author and creator of this motion picture for the purposes of copyright and other laws in all countries throughout the world. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized reproduction, duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture or videotape, or any part thereof, including the soundtrack, may result in civil liability and/or criminal prosecution. Copyright 2017, Unicorn Store Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.